Three Things Parrots in Vrindavan See, by Krishna's Mercy. Quote, all glories to Kunjavihari, who playfully announces Madanotsava, Cupid's festival, with the melodies from his colorfully decorated flute, and whose pastimes are praised by a multitude of male and female parrots. Srila Rupa Goswami, Sri Kunjavihariashtakam, 4. It's another example of the miracle of life. Humans can't understand them fully. It's a different species, after all. Yet the behavior, the way of learning and adapting, showing signs of love in terms of both paramours and family members, can mesmerize the observing human being. With the rapidly advancing technology of the modern age, home monitoring is not something reserved for only the super wealthy. The average person can keep an eye on what's going on inside of their house when they are away. What if there is a fire? What if one of the pipes breaks? A quick look at a camera connected to the internet gives reassurance. Not surprisingly, the same cameras might be used to monitor pets. How is the dog doing? Are the cats okay? The cameras can be mounted outdoors. On a farm far away, in a different state, there are eagles who have created a nest in a tree. The camera is zoomed in on the nest, and every day the owner watches with fascination as the eagles go out to catch food in the morning, coming back to the nest to eat. The parents raise the children and even show a version of tough love by gradually giving more and more responsibility. In the spiritual land of Vrindavan, the movements of one person are so fascinating that even non-human species stop to watch what is going on. The parrots have a wonderful view, and what they see they discuss with each other. 1. Yashoda's son playing in the courtyard. The parrots are enraptured by the darling child of Mother Yashoda, who is married to the king of the small, rural community called Gokul. The child is named Krishna, which means all attractive. He has this amazingly beautiful bodily complexion, similar to the color of a sapphire jewel. Krishna is dressed in ornaments, which seem to radiate the effulgence naturally found on the boy. Something as simple as walking in the courtyard is great entertainment for the parrots. The neighboring mothers sometimes gather around, as well. When Krishna holds onto the tail of a cow and gets taken for a ride through the mud, everyone takes delight. 2. Nanda's son going out to the fields with the calves. The further Nanda gives young Krishna plenty of responsibility. The community relies on cow protection. They farm and they raise cows. No needless killing. They have more than enough food to eat. For entertainment, to keep the mind occupied in the positive direction, they have Krishna. This wonderful youth doesn't stand still. He goes out to the fields every day, taking the calves with him. The neighborhood friends accompany, and everyone has a good time. The parrots notice that sometimes the calves wander here and there. When the situation gets too chaotic, Sri Krishna climbs to the top of Govardhan Hill. He then plays his flute, and everyone takes notice. It is the most beautiful sound ever heard. 3. Yashoda's darling running away in fear, leaving butter footprints. The parrots see young Krishna tied to a mortar in Yashoda's courtyard. This is light, almost trivial punishment for having broken a pot of butter in anger. Whilst running away, the darling child left adorable footprints made of butter. The parrots see Krishna move the mortar to which he is tied through a pair of trees. The trees then fall down and from them emerge two heavenly figures. They immediately begin praising Krishna. This is not surprising, as one of the boy's many other names is Uttamashloka. The elders arrive afterwards and wonder how the trees could have fallen. More importantly, how did Krishna survive? The parrots and other witnessing living entities know the secret. These incidents and many more are recorded in sacred texts like the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishnu Puran and Harivamsa. We can also witness what the parrots see. There is no payment required for this vision. There is no monthly bill to turn on the service. The way to open the door to the divine light is sincerity. A genuine desire to connect with the author of all things, who is the best friend to everyone always, brings the most amazing, spellbinding vision. What the parrots see cannot be touched by the illusion of the material world, whose engine of reincarnation is fueled by karma, or fruitive activities born of material desires. In closing, owners in home camera to place. So at work to see adorable face of dog, cat or any other pet. Association from afar to get parrots in Vrindavan same way see son of Yashoda, so adorable is he. Sometimes on the tail of calf riding, pastimes between themselves confiding.